and welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene, a podcast that takes you on a journey across Nigeria and Africa to explore the country and the continent's diverse and vibrant culture. Our esteemed guests will share their experiences and insights into the local tourism scene, from hidden gems to must-see attractions. So grab a cup of coffee and join us as we see the world with Ajala Nene. Whether you're planning a trip to Nigeria or Africa, or simply want to explore and experience the continent from the comfort of your own home, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's explore Nigeria and Africa together. Hey there! So good to have you back on the See the World with Ajala Nene podcast. And like you already know, this is where we spotlight tourist destinations in Nigeria and Africa. And today, our destination is quite popular, but I want people who do not know about it to hear. And it is Obudu Mountain Resort. Oh my gosh, you know, this place is beautiful. It used to be known as Obudu Cattle Rancho, but they changed it because they wanted to make it so international. Now, this ranch and resort on Obudu Plateau in Cross River State, Nigeria, it is one of the finest, beautiful, spectacular tourist destinations in Africa. Yes, you heard it from me. From the sacred mountains to the exciting canopy walkways, enchanting waterfalls, and horseback riding, every moment is unforgettable. The stunning views, oh my goodness, nature wonders, and relaxing pool makes it truly, truly magical. Want to experience this magical place in Nigeria? Hey, the serenity of Obudu Mountain Ranch is just exclusive, and it's your best choice for a holiday resort. Now that you know, I think I'll just leave it for you to go and check out Obudu Mountain Resort for yourself and then come back and tell me how you experienced it. Now we have ended the Wanderlust Wonder segment and we're going to our guest for today. Sit back and wait for us. Hey, Cabo! Welcome! Welcome to my guest section. And I have my tourist here with me. Her name is Jumoke Monu. And she's the founder and lead advisor at the Smiley's Place Travels, a travel and tour company that provides quality services, enjoyable tours, and vacations on time and on a budget. If you're looking for budget trips, she's your girl. And her aim is to actually help millennials. What about us, Nko? Okay, I think I'm a millennial. Am I a millennial? What am I?
I think you're Gen X.
I'm Gen X. Millennials discover and experience the world while connecting and having a special moment. And she's an award-nominated traveler and has explored and promoted offbeat parts in Nigeria. So welcome, Jum. That's how you should call you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. So the first question I always ask my guests is this: how did you get here? What brought you into the tourism space?
Interesting question. Okay, so I would say what brought me here would be, so as a child, right? My mom likes to travel, my parents, both of them. But I think my mom has time because she used to be a teacher. Okay. And then back then, you know, holidays, there is really nothing to do. And then we just go to places just to spend time. Sometimes it might be vacation, but back then there was nothing like vacation. You just know you're going,
you're coming back
that same day. And I mean, she took us to different places, and I know that there were a lot of places on our bucket list as children and even on our own bucket list. But we couldn't go to all of those places, and you know, life happened. And then I became an adult.
I like that. From a child straight to an adult.
And I became an adult, and I'm like, I honestly like to explore places, and you know,
would you say your mom gave you that travel bug?
Yeah. She did. And I'm like, I really want to, you know, visit places. And I mean, I was still in the higher institution in the polytechnic, and I was broke, so I knew I just had to start.
What were you studying, by the way?
Mass communication.
Okay.
And then I knew I just had to start from wherever, just visit like you know, the super close places to my school. And then I also wanted to, at that same time, I also wanted to, you know, tell my story. And then I think Instagram was not a thing then. It was just basically for pictures. And the only people back then that used to, you know, thrive on social media, Instagram precisely, were the celebrities. So Instagram was not my fault, right?
Okay.
And then I just thought, oh, YouTube. Everybody does YouTube now. Mm-hmm. YouTube was like the intern then. Everybody. Yeah. And then there was this saying that goes that, start with whatever you have, wherever you are back then. And I'm like, you know what? I was using one dead Android phone then. I think it was a techno phone, I don't know. And then I just started.
Okay.
I'll just, you know, vlog about places I have been to. And then I think that was around 2016. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I was doing that. I was consistent, you know. I was also doing other kind of vlogs that is not related to travel.
Okay.
But I also do travel as well. So fast forward to 2019, a lot of people were always like reaching out to me to say, oh, Jumi, you've been here. I also want to go there. Can you tell me? And I was just, you know, dishing out the old information. I was like, I'll give
you
the contact. No.
Just the vlog.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll be like, yes, I'll give you all of these things. I'll give you all of this information. And at that time, the person I was with then was like, Jumoke, you cannot continue your life like this.
See money wasting.
You need to start monetizing this thing. Yeah. I'm like, okay. And then I started with just booking flight tickets for people. I used to post that on my WhatsApp story.
Okay, so how did you book? I know back then, booking flights was, I think it was quite easier online.
Yeah, so I was an affiliate with Wakana, Travel Start, and the likes.
So, had those affiliate links. Book with them.
So basically,
I make some small money.
I know, right?
Remember those days.
So I'm like, okay, so you know, now I already had my business registered then, and I'm like, okay, let's see. I'll just push it on WhatsApp. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
And then I started pushing it, and I remember
what was your first store?
So it was a private getaway for my cousin and her boyfriend. She was the first person that believed in me, that trusted me with her money. And I mean, back then it was a lot of money. In 2019, they paid about 200k to come to a resort in Lagos. They stayed for a couple of nights, I think about 3-4 nights.
How much do you make from it? What was your profit?
Very little. I think it was about 30k.
Okay.
And then I'm like, wow, 30k. Okay. And then my boyfriend then was like, you see now, you're cashing out.
I hope you gave him some tips from that.
I did.
To helping you start this business.
Yeah, and okay, he was like, so you see now, just keep at it. And then I pushed for the first group hangout, vacation.
Mm.
And nobody booked. I was devastated.
Sorry, that is a painful man.
I was devastated.
Where was the vacation to?
It was to Hedge Resort, Ibejuleki.
Okay. Yeah.
And I already had a relationship with them because I had already taken about 3 people on a romantic getaway.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, let's see how this goes. So I got a really good deal from them, but just didn't work out. Nobody booked. And at that time,
how much was it?
I think it was less than 20k.
Okay, for the package.
Yes, it was less than 20k. And then I got discouraged, but I'm like, you know what, you can't. You can't. And it was because I was actually just, you know, focusing on my friends and family. I was expecting them to book. And that was when I realized that life is actually just, is really far beyond them. Mm-hmm. I really just need to, you know, look beyond friends and family. And I honestly felt bad because I felt like, so they couldn't support my business. And I asked myself that if it were you,
would you pay for it?
If you, and no, then I looked at them, I'm like, do I even have this kind of money? I'm like, truly, I don't think I can actually support their business if
like
they were in my shoes.
We looked at you, mm-hmm. went to look back and said, would I be the same person?
Exactly. And then I'm like, okay, I think we need to, you know, start looking beyond WhatsApp marketing.
Okay.
So I decided to take the old thingy to Instagram. I opened an Instagram account for the business. Mm-hmm. And I used to just post on my Instagram, like whenever I have a new video on YouTube, mm-hmm. I just go to my Instagram to say, oh, new video on YouTube. If I have a fine picture, I put it out there. If I have, you know, it was just cruise,
just,
actually.
Just
yeah.
cruising. Mm-hmm. I think you were just being careful too.
Yeah. Mm. And then I was just like, you know what? What happens with going all out or just playing it small, nothing. Let me just, whatever would happen would happen. Let's just do it. Let's see what happens. And then I pushed to Instagram. I started pushing, and I got a couple of more private bookings, okay. but group bookings were still not thriving. Okay. And then 2020, I had all of the plans. I was excited.
Yeah, we all were. Everybody and then, was. 2020 was supposed to be our year.
Yeah, it was
we
supposed
woke
to be.
Up with everything going well.
Honestly. And then COVID just, you know,
dumped us.
Came and it felt like, ah, what's happening? What are we going to do? And then thankfully in 2020, I had also made connections outside, you know, the people I knew mm-hmm. then. So I was
Did
able
you mean outside
to
outside the tourism space, outside yeah, your network.
Outside my network, space. I was able to meet a lot of people within the tourism space. That was when I met you and yes. a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And then I also met people that were not in the tourism space, mm-hmm. but they were, you know, passionate about that. They love to travel. They love this. And then that was when I knew that, okay, so passion would do a lot more. Mm-hmm. And then I now had you know, like a structured team for my okay. business. Mm-hmm. I had a chairman for the business that was like more of an advisor. Okay. And then I also had, I don't like to be the CEO because I beg, where's the money? If there is no money, why am I the CEO? So I just like to say, oh, I am the founder and then the lead advisor. And then I had somebody that also served as the COO. So these people were like way older than me, and then they had the experiences. Mm-hmm. They've traveled wide and far, mm-hmm. and they were willing to do it. They knew that there is no money. Mm-hmm. Someday money would come, but let's just keep doing this, right? Mm-hmm. And then in 2020, after they lifted the lockdown,
yeah.
After the lockdown, I met up with a couple of tourism people. That was the first time I was meeting everybody. That was Wemi and I are now super close friends. That was Wemi and Nike and then Shola Sly. Mm. So we all went to Idere together. And I mean, that was the first time I was hearing of Idere. I heard of it from Nike. And Nike was like, she's going. And I'm like, ah, I want to go. I beg, what have I been doing? Let's just go. And I remember that after we came back from Idere blew up. Like, it literally blew up. Everybody knew about it. Our content kind of like put Idere there. And then a lot of people started reaching out to me that they want to go. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to sell a tour to Idere. Mm-hmm. It was a 2 days tour. And then I spoke to my people, the people of my team, chairman and the CEO, and then I also had a friend then that we do the organizing together. I mean, everybody knew we were all not making money, right? And then we sold that trip. I can't
so
remember how much. Yeah,
it
was
together,
a group
collaboration.
Trip. Yeah, no, it was just TSP, but everybody on the team.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I sold that trip. Not a lot of people booked. We incurred a lot of losses, like so much. Mm. It was over 200K. Mm. I can remember. And then, boy, it was good because that was the first group trip that we're able to sell successfully
yeah.
as TSP Travels. Mm. But there were a lot of losses that mm-hmm. people would not see. And then, but it was good. I mean, we got content and then we started. People just knew that, oh, so these people are here and all of that.
So you now became visible to
to a lot of people. And then it also kind of like gave people that trust that mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. group trips, they can, you know, do that. And then from there, everything just started, you know, coming out good, everything, you know. Money was still definitely not coming in, Sha, but I mean, it was just for passion. Because if it wasn't for passion, I would have jackpot. I've left it, but.
And I must thank you so much for being very honest, because some of the reasons why I did this podcast, mm-hmm. and all of people who come to me, I always come to Tourism Space. I had someone who actually connected someone to me, and by the time I finished talking to the guy was like, okay. I was like, if you're not passionate, mm-hmm. don't come in. So thanks for being very honest. And if I may ask, you have another life, like I was saying earlier. Can you share with our audience, and why did you do that, and how is it helping you, if it's helping you one way in the tourism space?
Okay, so the second life, or the other life, is I'm a product designer. And why?
And there's a word you call it, UX something something.
UI UX. Uh-huh. Yeah, UI UX. That is user interface and user experience. So why I actually went into that was, I won't lie, because of mm-hmm. money. I really want to travel the world, but how do we get this money? Mm. To work, right? So I had to, you know, and then I also had to look for a high paying skill. I mean, I had other skills, and then I'm like, would this pay me the kind of money I'm looking for? Because mm-hmm. I'm looking for plenty of money to travel this world. So I then look at, I mean, I would have done something else, something different, but coding is not my fault, I beg. I don't even know that thing.
It
scatters my head. So, so UI UX was like the best thing for me to do. And then, I mean, it's been good so far. Yes, yeah. I got a scholarship, and I mean, I didn't pay a dime for the training, you know.
Nice.
And then one of my friends that also, he was a senior at that time, he also taught me.
Okay.
And then I got an internship, and then I got a job, mm-hmm. and then here we are today. And I still run TSP Travels, and but the problem would be me not having, like, I cannot really like dedicate 100% the way I was doing
before.
Well,
do you still have your team with you?
I still have them. And then I also do more of personal trips now. I just want to go there, you know, just experience the place. And then as an experienced curator as well, I love to go to places first before I start selling the packages. I don't like, because there will definitely be a lot of surprises, mm-hmm. you know.
So you
even where you've been to like
time.
Several times, there yep. are still surprises.
True.
So, but it's best when you know ahead of time, when you've been there, so you know how to undo whatever surprise is coming your way.
Mm.
So that is why I do a lot of personal trips as well.
Okay, so and I asked if this thing you're doing, this tech business job mm-hmm, you're doing, mm-hmm. does in a way impact your, like, is there a way there's a connection with it, what you're doing in tourism space?
Well, if currently no, mm-hmm. but if I really wanted to be, I mean, I have thought about a couple of things to do. I mean, connecting tech to tourism. But honestly, I still feel like where we are in Nigeria is really not going to make it work yet. Yes. So I don't know. I feel like maybe in a couple of years later, maybe it would work, because the ideas I have are, I don't know, they are not just, you know, like,
they don't fit our environment.
Yes, currently.
Okay.
Until maybe when we are,
but do
well,
you think it's something you can start and have it on the standby? And then see how the, like, we have something called cash cow,
mm-hmm.
things that will make you money. And mm-hmm. the one that's not, the one that you're saying is your passion business, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Is there a way you can, I'm asking this because sometimes people think tourism is all about just tour operator, travel mm-hmm. agent, hospitality.
Yeah.
But there's more to that.
There is a
and
lot
if,
more.
If those who know me know that I like to look for a way to merge tourism and tech in any way that I can.
Yeah.
So do you think it's something that you can create by the side until when, who knows?
Yeah, definitely.
I said it here, and when it works, so
yeah,
this is evidence.
Yeah, this is the evidence, you happens. Guys.
All right, so I know that there's a time you and Ayomide mm-hmm. wanted to do a podcast. What happened? Because I remember Ayomide came say, "Hey, Mama, I'm going to do a podcast, and it's Jumoke and I for co-hosting." I was super excited. Yeah, so tell us.
What happened?
You know,
you
have to do tourism, right? Travel
yeah.
and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So what happened was, I mean, life happened.
I know.
Ayomide and I
know.
Got very busy with our lives.
Trying to make the money.
Yes, trying to. We were chasing after the bag, and in December last year, he called me and was like, "Alpha, How will they run this thing? I'm trying to, like, you know, mimic his voice. Like, how far? How will they run this thing? I'm like,
that is deep voice.
And I'm like, fam, we're going to do this. And then also because we are also trying to, you know, be minimalistic, and then because there's no funds now. Nigeria is what it is.
Yeah, especially in our industry, in tourism space, we haven't really gotten there when it comes to the kind of funding you're looking for.
Exactly.
I think I tried to Nulumulu's foundation to try and get in. I said get grant, but I noticed they didn't really get a lot of people in the tourism space. I think only one or two that they selected. So that it can be quite painful that this is an industry that there's a lot of money in it.
Yeah.
It's just investing, getting the right funding, and then it will definitely push, right?
Exactly.
And all that. Okay, so are you guys still going to do the podcast?
Yeah, I mean, we even have some recordings right now.
Okay.
But the problem we're having is that we both of us want to, you know, do this by ourselves, like produce it by ourselves, but it's really giving us a couple of tough times. And I already told him that, like, last we'll look for a studio to run.
Oh, by the way, yes, you can. We have one. I know where I connect you to those people.
Okay.
All right, so let's go to the fun part about yourself. Tell us three things about you that we don't know, that we have not seen anywhere on social media. We don't know at all about you. Three.
That is not
on. Why is that question always hard for people? I don't ask that.
It is.
Three things about you that we don't know.
Three things about me. Okay. I'd say I'm from a family of nine.
Nine?
Yes. Ooh,
what's your position?
I am the fifth.
Oh, I need me too.
Yes. The fifth. And then another thing would be that I don't know if people know this, but I am insomniac.
You don't sleep.
Yeah.
Hey God, you don't sleep. Why? You're thinking about life.
No, it's not about life. So it's been like something I've been dealing with since I was a child, and you know, a lot of things I have tried, but last I'm just like, even if it's like 3 hours, 4 hours sleep, let's get it.
We need to talk about this thing offline. You have to sleep. All right. The third
and thing. Then the third thing would be that I am a foodie.
And you're this fat. I cannot see any flesh.
Oh my God.
Anyway, we're together. Me too, I love food. Like, I literally love food. I can wake up 4 a.m. and eat breakfast. That's how much I love food.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, I think you're more foodie than I am.
More foodie than you. All right, so as we wrap this up, share places you've been in Nigeria that you can recommend to our listeners. You think that they should go to at least two or three. And why they should go there.
And why they should go. Okay, so number one, that is... usually my number one would be Abuja.
You know the funny thing about it? Fun fact, I actually served at Cross River.
Oh, wow.
Where did they throw us again? Ububra. That's where they put us in camp. But I didn't get to... I got to explore Calabar. Calabar, you can explore Calabar in one...
Yeah.
In one day. Say,
yeah.
In fact, if I want to say it, 1 hour. It's like, but it's that shit. But I didn't get to go to Ubudu. It's far.
Yeah.
And that thing still pains me to the day. I can't go to... But I got to go to Tinapa.
Nice.
I think... Please, government, can you guys do something about this Tinapa?
Honestly.
It's painful. It was going to be the Disney of Nigeria.
Yeah.
It was.
All
right, okay. I'm talking too much now. Yeah, continue.
Okay, so number one would be Ubudu.
Okay.
And then number two...
Why?
Okay, why?
I know they've heard about Ubudu, but tell Ubudu, them
Ubudu feels like heaven. It's just too beautiful. It's too beautiful. Like, everywhere is cloudy. You are literally in the clouds.
You're literally in the air.
Yeah, in the air.
Cloud
like,
nine.
Like, it's super beautiful. Like, I don't know how to explain that beauty.
You
but
want us to go there.
Yes.
But Shadow will be cloud nine.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Right. And then number two would be Idore Hills.
Okay.
I mean, the beauty from the summit and even the whole story, the whole history around Idore is actually so beautiful. And I don't know, you just have to go there to experience what I experienced so that you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And then the third one would be any of the beaches in Lagos. Just go somewhere.
Any of the beaches? Yeah. Give us one or two now.
Okay. So I
know
love...
they're all almost of the same axis, mm-hmm. but of same...
Yeah, so I love but... I love the of the beaten parts more. So it would be, if I would recommend anywhere, it would be, say, Agaja, okay. Ishai... Not Ilashe. Ilashe is crowded.
Okay.
And then say, yeah, then say Ibeshe.
But those places are inside.
Inside though, you and they are not even accessible by the road. You have
so
to.
So that means you have to sleep over.
Yeah. No, you can go for a vacation, but you won't enjoy it, sha. So it's just better to go with your camp tent, or if not, there are a lot of beach houses that you can rent.
I said camp. I need to join you guys camp.
I know, right?
My children, I come and join you people.
You can even bring them. Oh,
no. It's mommy's day out.
Okay, great. Yeah.
And I'll be running with children. All over the place. Nope. Hey, I'm not saying, listeners, my dear listener, I'm not saying you should not carry your children. No. Carry them. If you want to just have fun, just go for their camp. They usually have like a camping hangout, and it's really, I always see your pictures, I'm always so jealous. I don't want to go to camp. Okay, fine.
You're right.
So finally, mm-hmm. what advice would you give to anyone who wants to start a business in the tourism space? Like the advice you wish you had before you started the smiley travel. What advice would you give to them? Especially of course the young ones coming up.
Yeah.
Because if I'll be very honest, from the years I've worked in tourism as a business, a lot of people start and they don't continue. Mm-hmm. So that's why people like you, I bring them on board to let people know that, yes, it's hard, but there's something, that tenacity, if you keep it on. But let me light it off. Go ahead.
Okay, so I would say two things. You have to be passionate, first of all, because if you are not, I mean, you get tired, you get frustrated.
Yeah.
That's one.
True.
And then secondly would be what I feel like I should have heard when I started was somebody telling me about building your personal brand.
Okay.
First of all, because your personal brand is actually going to, you know, boost that business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The moment people know, this is Ajala Nene now, we know her, she's that this person, integrity. She's that person, and then she runs this business. The trust is there. Even people that are not even like interested, because you are the one, because they've seen you so much, in their faces, they would want to go. Even if they are not going, they would definitely recommend to other people that you said you wanted to do this so time, meet up with this person, they are going to this place, and you know, it just makes it better. I think since when I had actually focused on, you know, building my personal brand, it has been really better. I have been able to, you know, people I don't even know will just say, oh, hi, Jumoke, I see you are going to this place. Or when will you be going back here? I would love to go with you. And then that way I could tell them that, oh, so I run a travel business and we will be going on so date, so you can join us. So, I mean, it just gets a lot better that way. No, like less stress. And then where the part of the passion comes in is that I mean, in recent time it's been really tough, right?
Yeah,
I had to tell
and
and then even with the Nigeria economy, naira devaluation, and then dollar rather just keeps, you know, skyrocketing. I mean, I'm tired, I won't even lie, but I still, you know, plan private trips. I recently just announced on our community that you guys don't expect group trips for now, because I don't want to have hypertension. Let us forget about group trips for now. But I mean, I can still, you know, host a couple of hangouts for you guys to say, let's just link up, bring food, no need to pay. Bring food, potluck, let's just have fun, you know, that. And then I mean, it's been helpful because if not for the passion, Sha, I mean that I know I would have backed out.
No worries. It's not only you. Me too. Because I won't lie. I keep telling people that the tourism space is a long term, it's a marathon kind of business. You have to be passionate and also see the end goal.
Yeah.
If you don't see the end goal of where you're going to the tourism space, you're going to go and say, oh, beg.
Yeah.
My mama, papa sent me for this. This is not I studied school.
Exactly.
But yeah, so I think to wrap what you've said, there are three things I've picked from our interview today is, one, have structure. I love the way that at a point when you failed, you went to look for people to help you.
Yeah.
All right. So this year, I decided to create structures for my own business.
Nice.
I know I already registered, but there's some things that, particular things I know that you can't get this gig or this opportunity if you do not have the structure. So I like that you're building a structure. Then you talked about networking. That's how we met. We met at social media.
Yeah.
Network. And since then, we've been patties.
Yeah.
All right. So networking, and not just with people in your industry, not with those people in your network, outside your network, outside your industry, because from there you can get your clients.
Definitely.
You can meet the right people. Then you've said personal brand. Now, I'm not really crazy about personal brand. I'm more crazy about movement, having a personal movement. But they all intertwine one way or the other, because when people trust the person that is behind the business, people are now more willing to, like, at least invest in you when we even refer you to other people.
Yeah.
So, Jum, I'm super proud of you.
Thank you.
And I'm hoping the next 5 years, 10 years, I'm still see you doing something extraordinary. Maybe not packaging toast, Sha.
Yeah.
Extraordinary with your tech skills in the tourism system. So that part's very important. So thanks a lot, Jum. And any last words for our listeners?
I think just keep pushing. The sky is the limit, honestly. Just do whatever.
The sky is more like the stepping stone.
Okay.
If you say limits, we're limiting.
Okay. Yeah. She has said this. Whatever you think you can do, go for it. Do all it. Right. And I also forgot to add that within the tourism space, right, you shouldn't just limit yourself to doing the tourism business, like packaging tours. I mean, there are a whole lot of things. There is travel writing, there is this podcast, there is content creation. I mean, personally, I am making a lot more money than I have ever even made from the tourism business as a content creator, tourism content creator. I know that I have made a lot of money. I mean, there, like, it is a very big space. You just have to, and I feel like
niche.
Yes, and it is okay if you are, you know, trying whatever works within the tourism space. It does not matter. You are not in competition with anybody. It is just you and yourself. So whatever, I mean, I know that I have tried travel writing. I have, you know, and then right now I feel like my comfort space right now, apart from the business part of it right now, is content creation. And it's cool. I mean, I'm making money from what I love, so
making money,
perfect.
Money. Thank you a lot, Jumi. And dear listeners, you've heard what Jumake has said. Let's find our niche and make the best of the position we have in the tourism space. All right then, till then, ciao, bye.
Bye.
And with that, we conclude our journey across Nigeria and Africa on See the World with Ajala Nene. We hope you enjoyed exploring this journey with us and that you feel inspired to discover its unique beauty for yourself. Thank you for listening. For your feedback and comment, feel free to hit us up across our socials at See the World with Ajala Nene, and you can find me personally at Ajala Nene on Instagram. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring. Your journey and your adventure awaits you.